It's interesting how our Lord treats with Zacchaeus in the gospel. Zacchaeus, this chief tax collector, this sinner, who's known by everyone to be a crook and someone to be avoided and looked down upon. And Jesus sees him, calls him down from the tree and says, I mean to stay at your house today. And everyone started grumbling, saying, he's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. The thing is, he wasn't a sinner anymore. He has already repented, or at least he was about to repent, and with the encouragement of Jesus. And that's what Jesus did. He showed mercy to him and encouraged him to reform his life, to change his life, and to save him. He had mercy on him. This kind of encouragement and mercy is what is charity and what God shows us. But what do we do as human beings? We're inclined to, somebody's a sinner, they're always a sinner. And we stamp them a sinner. And they're always going to be that way, and there's no mercy to them. And let's just get rid of them. It's just, there's no hope for them. Let's just brand them this, this race, this nationality, this religion, this class, this caste, whatever. And we can be prejudiced and just write people off like that. Or if they're sinners, they've done something bad, or they've done something bad to you and me. And we write them off completely. We don't want to have anything more to do with them. No mercy, no hope for them. And that is not the way of Jesus Christ. That's not the way of God. It's not the way we should be as Christians. But to show mercy, to look with the eyes of mercy upon the world, everyone. The first thing to do is to look upon somebody with mercy, and to have this hope for the salvation out of charity, and to seek their conversion, not their writing them off, not condemning them, forsaking them forever, but instead to show compassion. The first thing is mercy, compassion, with the intention of seeking their conversion, their salvation, hope for them. And that, you know, begins with charity. And in our efforts to evangelize, our efforts to save the world and help sinners, and we have to start with this charity, this compassion, this pity upon those who are really wicked, really evil, really done terribly bad things and hurt us terribly. We have to, you know, the only thing you can do is pity them, you know, because they're hurting themselves even more than hurt me and others. We have to be compassionate, and this is the way we need to look upon sinners, those who are different from us, those who are different religion, those who are living in sin, you know, sinners, those who are divorced, those who are homosexual, those who are living any kind of public sin, those who are politicians that are not good. Compassion, hope for their conversion, and prayer and sacrifice for them. Working for their conversion. I need to work for their conversion. And again, we just start with charity, compassion for them, hope for them. And this shows itself in many different ways that we have to, you know, we don't write people off. We don't try to pass them by and forget them and have nothing to do with them. We have to approach them like Jesus did with Zacchaeus, with Matthew, the tax collector apostle, and other sinners. You know, the woman caught in adultery, he didn't reject her. You know, he welcomed them for their conversion. Didn't welcome their sin, of course. And this shows itself as well as in form of friendship. We need to be friends with those who are different from us. We need to dialogue, as the church is saying, dialogue. We need to sit down and be with these people and be on their level. You know, I'm not better than them because they're terrible sinners or a different religion or a different way of life. Or, you know, we need to come down to their level and show compassion to them and be their friends and talk to them. And in that way, bring them to the truth, bring them to the faith, bring them to Jesus, and walk with them on the way to salvation. We need to have this mentality and remember that this isn't my work, this isn't your work for the conversion of others, this is God's work. We are only his ministers, his ambassadors, his helpers. It's not my work. If they're not, you know, success doesn't depend on me, depends on God's grace. And I'm just there to help. I'm not there to hinder and put obstacles and be stingy with the truth and stingy with charity to them. God isn't that way. Or to be impatient, you've got to convert now. I just told you everything. I told you all the truth. And if you don't convert, then I did what I was supposed to do. And then, you know, heck with you, because you didn't listen to what I had to say. You know, we can't do that, you know. We got to be patient like God is. God is patient with us. Many years takes us to become saints. Many years takes us to be even convert, find conversion. We got to be patient with us. It's not my work. It's God's work. I'm just helping him. So it's not, success isn't up to me. It's up to God's grace. And so we can think this person is my possession, even if it's our own children. You know, they belong to God first, and God is the one that converts. And so I've got to be patient and tolerant as God is. Patient, charity, plant seeds, set a good example, hope for them, pray for them, pray for them a lot. Sacrifice, offer up your sufferings for the conversion of others. This is the most powerful thing. Example, and sometimes say a few words. Sometimes say a few things to help them. Sometimes preach a little. Sometimes, but not usually too much, especially if it comes to our own family members who don't want to hear it from us. But we set the example, set the good example, charity, patience, day in and day out, even if it takes years. Hope for them. Let's hope for everyone, even those who are stubborn and don't listen to us and fight us and even say bad things to us and whatever. Charity, patience, mercy upon these people, as our Lord is to us, as our Lord has shown the example in the Gospels. We're here to, you know, we're talking about these days evangelization, new evangelization. How do we evangelize the world today? This is the way. This is the way Jesus was. Patience, charity, acceptance of everyone, you know. There's this pastoral approach that we have to present to people, those who are divorced. What do we do today? Everybody seems to think that marriage is a temporary thing if you want it to be, or if you find it difficult. You know, homosexuals, how do you deal with them? You know, there's the movement today is getting stronger and stronger, more and more acceptance of this lifestyle, sinful lifestyle. How do we approach that? We write them off completely? Can't. We have to, you know, approach them. We have to be friends with them. We have to love them. We have to talk to them. We have to be patient with them, understand their backgrounds, understand their weaknesses, help them. Help them and bring them to the faith little by little, gradually. You know, don't expect things to happen right overnight. Don't expect them to be converted after the first things we say. But wait, patient, pray for them, sacrifice, be their friends, love them, pray for them, help them in every way. This is the pastoral approach that we must present in our day, where there's so much confusion, so much misunderstandings, so much lack of knowledge about the true faith and morality, so much. So we have to be patient, but we have to seek and have this zeal, seek out and save what was lost, as Jesus said. We can't live in our own world, can't close ourselves in and live in my own little corner. No, we have to be seeking out the souls, thinking about them, praying for the world, praying for those who are lost, and reach out and open up our heart, open up our conversations, open up our availability, and seek out and save what was lost as Jesus presents them to us. As Jesus presents them to us, you know, it's not our agenda, it's God's agenda, and we need to discern what his agenda is for us and helping others. What can I do? What should I do? And I must do it with charity and according to God's way, and follow the example of Jesus, mercy, charity, seek out and save what was lost, what is lost today.